Data Science. This is DS Gupshep. My name is Ruby Ferguson. Episode number one is here. If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors. Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't cause them to sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may however choose to listen to your content while doing other things. For example, while driving, working out at the gym, while running, or while sitting on the toilet. So make your content easy to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today. Data science is related to data mining, machine learning, and big data. In summary, data science can be described as an applied branch of statistics. The key word in data science is not data, it is science, analyzing the world's largest dataset for information processing. The most important part about this research has been understanding how many people are using a technique that allows us measure their online activity or social impact on other parts of society, such as Asperger's disease ADD. This article was originally published by BI Research. The term data scientist was coined as recently as 2008 when companies realized the need for data professionals who are skilled in organizing and analyzing massive amounts of data. Businesses use data scientists to source, manage, and analyze large amounts of unstructured data. Data analysts bridge the gap between data scientists and business analysts. Information engineers often work on complex problems or technical issues. Such a problem is likely one that has been solved. Data science majors tend not only find themselves exposed by high-level research assistants but also face difficulties finding solutions they can't solve quickly enough because their job title does not include information technology expertise. Matthew Hounsky. Data analysts tend to differ significantly in their interactions with top business managers and executives. Data engineers are responsible for data architecture, and for setting up the required infrastructure. Data scientists should know how to access and query many of the top RDBMS, NoSQL, and NewSQL database management systems. They also need a strong understanding that these kinds will be used by all organizations. The next step is an investigation into what role social media has played on Google's search engine results. Google algorithms since 2011.1. The GOBL algorithm was developed at Microsoft Research Labs, 23. In 2012 it became available as part Google Data Science 4, which uses GPS coordinates from other cloud-based services such as Asynchronous Search Engine Optimization Service (ASP) based upon Global Positioning System Imagery. Started a new career after completing this specialization. You can enroll and complete the course to earn a shareable certificate, or you can audit it to view the course materials for free. When you enroll in the course, you get access to all of the courses in the specialization, and you earn a certificate when you complete the work. The program is not limited by any specializations. You must also be able to use your time as an instructor on other topics at least once every 4 years, including regular classes. The teaching activity will take place during each semester that begins with class 2 weeks later. The simplest definition of data science is the extraction of actionable insights from raw data, sifting through massive lakes of data, looking for connections and patterns. Data science is responsible for bringing us new products, delivering breakthrough insights, and making our lives more convenient. A few examples of how businesses are using data science to innovate in their sectors, create new products, and make the world around them even more efficient. Data scientists have a strong track record on research projects that help people understand what they're doing. They've been able to use this technology. So far as we know, it has helped solve many major problems, such out of control issues like global warming. This information will be used by anyone who can't read or write code without your permission. This is all for today, friends. My name is Ruby and this was episode 1 of DS Gupshep. See ya next time. Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't cause them to sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may however choose to listen to your content while doing other things. For example, while driving, working out at the gym, while running, or while sitting on the toilet. So make your content easy to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today.